God, we bless you, we worship you, because there is no one like unto you, our Father. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. All glory, majesty, and praise to you, our glorious God. We thank you because you are gracious and merciful. You are the mighty God, awesome Daddy. We exalt you and worship you in our midst tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, we hallow your name. We your children, we your chosen treasure. Hallow your name on this mountain of power tonight in the name of Jesus. God of heaven and earth, establish your kingdom in our midst tonight, and let thy will alone be done in our lives and forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Resolved to be set apart for God. Resolved to be set apart for God. Hallelujah. I sing, I am resolved. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allowed my sight. I will esteem to him, esteem so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. My sisters, my brothers, at this time, this perilous time, this dangerous time, this is the end of the time that the Bible talks about. Will you resolve to be set apart for God? I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he has the words of life. I will esteem to him, esteem so glad and free. Jesus, great. We come to thee. Jesus is the greatest and the highest. Greater than the greatest. Higher than the highest. Will you come? Surrender to him. Set yourself apart for God. To be used at this end time. So that he can favor you, so that he can use you, that even the unbeliever will come and they will see God in you and will tell you that we want to know your God. Will you determine this moment? Will you make up your mind? Will you be resolved to be set apart for God? I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he said, do what he will, and he is the living way. I still so glad and free. Jesus, great as I is, I will come to thee. I will esteem to him. Is it so glad and free, Jesus? Great as I am, are we come to thee? Will you come to God? Will you make up your mind, regardless of what others are doing, regardless of what others agree to do? Will you set yourself apart for God? My brother and my sisters, He is a faithful God. He cannot deny you. He cannot fail you. He's the true one. He will stay by you. He will stand by you. Tonight, be resolved. Be determined. Make up your mind to be set apart for God. Father, we just thank you. We bless you. Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves unto you on this mountain tonight. Do what only you alone can do, to the glory of the Father and Son, to our joy, to our freedom from every entanglement, from everything that will not allow or that will not permit us to surrender all to you, to follow you all the way. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, that Holy Spirit Divine will help us as we continue our Christian journey this year, 2023, and henceforth. Father, help us, O Lord, to dedicate ourselves unto you, to be determined, O Lord, and to be resolved, regardless, to follow you all the way, and to set ourselves aside to be used of you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare on this mountain tonight that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the east of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity, nor sought deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, of nations, of states, of county, of neighborhood, of homes, that this message is being transmitted at this time, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over us, individually and collectively, in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we come against principalities and powers that rule in vicinity. We render them useless and powerless. Even concerning our garden of tonight, we sanctify the atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. Daddy, we say, oh Lord, let the entrance of your word, oh Lord, give us understanding and empower us to be able to walk in the power of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release upon every soul, Father, the tongue of the learned. I release upon every soul on this mountain tonight, the Lord, as we will decree, as we will declare, so heaven will do unto us, with testimony following. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Forever your name be praised. Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Follow me to the book of Daniel chapter 1. We are going to read quickly from verse 1 to 21. I want you to listen. It's a scenario, it's a story, but God wants to empower us through this story of Daniel and the three Hebrew boys. The Lord bless you as you listen in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm reading from the Voice version. Now it happened during the third year of King Joachim's reign over Judah, the armies of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon marched against him and laid siege to Jerusalem, Judah's capital. The Lord gave Nebuchadnezzar the victory and allowed him to take King Jehoiakim of Judah as his prisoner. At the same time, he permitted the Babylonian king to rob God's temple of some of his sacred vessels and carry them away to Babylon, called Shinar, which was the land between the Tigris and the Euphrates River, to fill the treasury of his own gods, Marduk and Nebo. After the king returned home, he commanded Ashpenaz, chief of the royal eunuchs, to bring some of the Israelites who had been taken captive to the palace. This included members of Judah's royal family and the nobility. He was looking for potential candidates from the exile to serve in his court, fit young men with no physical or moral infirmities, handsome, skilled in all wisdom, knowledgeable, designing and understanding. Those selected will be taught the language and literature of the Chaldeans, the people who lived in Babylonia. As part of their assimilation into Babylonian court life, the king offered them a daily portion of food and wine from his own table. They were to be educated for 3 years before serving in the king's court. From among Judah's exiles, Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were selected. Ashpenaz, chief of the royal eunuchs, gave them Babylonian names to signify their new identities in a foreign place. Daniel, he renamed Belteshazzar; Ananiah, Shadrach; Mishael, Meshach; and Azariah, Abednego. Although the king had only the finest Babylonian fare, Daniel was determined. Listen very well. Daniel was determined not to violate God's law and defile himself by eating the food and drinking the wine that came from the king's table. So he asked the chief of the royal eunuchs for permission not to eat the food. Daniel's concern is the food has been offered up to Marduk and does not meet Israelite dietary law. Now God had given Daniel special favor and fondness in the eyes of the king's chief eunuch. Still, the eunuch was concerned, worried. Ashpenaz to Daniel, "Belteshazzar, your request puts me in a difficult position. I am afraid of what my lord the king might do. He has ordered that you are to eat the food and drink the wine prepared for his table. What will happen if he sees you and your friends over time in poorer health than the other young men your own age? I am certain he will have me dead. He will have my head." Verse 11 of Daniel chapter 1. When Ashpenaz refused, Daniel reasoned with the guard whom the chief of the royal eunuch assigned to watch over Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel now said to the guard, "Please do us a favor. Put us, your servant, to the test for the next 10 days. Give us a vegetarian diet and water. When the time is up, you can see for yourself our condition and compare it to the condition of the other young men who are eating from the king's table. Then, after you have seen what has happened, do whatever you think is best with us, your servant." Verse 14. So the guard agreed to do as Daniel requested. He tested them on a diet of only vegetables, grains, and water for 10 days. When the 10 days were up, he looked them over and noticed that Daniel and his friends were better off than all the young men eating from the king's best food. They looked healthier and well nourished. So the guard continued to hold back their royal rations and replace them with a strictly vegetarian diet. Through all of this, God conferred upon these four young men superior abilities in literature, language, and wisdom. God had given Daniel an additional gift, too, the ability to interpret vision and dreams. When the three-year period of training and conditioning, as said by the king, was over, the king sent for the candidates. The chief of the royal eunuch himself escorted them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king interviewed all of them and found that none of the candidates were any better than Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah. So they were each assigned an important place in the king's court. When the king inquired further into their grasp of wisdom and understanding, he discovered that they were better prepared than all the magicians and enchanters in his empire, even 10 times better. This is how Daniel came to serve the royal court, a position he safely held until the first year of King Cyrus, when his Persian army conquered Babylon. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our ear in the name of Jesus. Brethren, the word of the Lord says that God is gracious and just, and he is always waiting, ready, seeking to be gracious, to be favorable unto his own at all times, regardless of where they are and what they are doing. According to Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18, that says, therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. What is keeping us from receiving the grace? When God waits expectantly and longs to be gracious to us, I have answer for this question, my brothers and my sister. It is because of our impatience and doubt. We are in haste to get things done by God in his own ways and time, forgetting that in his own time, God makes everything favorable and beautiful, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Also, we doubt the omnipotency of God over something, thinking and saying that it's not possible, and therefore accepted this as fate and destiny. God is a gracious God. He did not create and purpose you for evil destiny. Remember what it says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 about you. And therefore, do away with accepting evil occurrences in your life. Stop doubting what God says and declared about you for any reason and at any time. The Bible said in that Jeremiah 29, 11, for I know that that is God, the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans of peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Therefore, my brothers and my sisters, what is that thing that is keeping you away from God or making you not to be patient with God? From the Bible passage we read earlier, Daniel 1, this passage narrated the situation of the youth that was taken away and they became slaves in the land of Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar. From their experience of, you know, these Hebrew boys taken to strange land of Babylon and in their position as slaves in the land, the gracious God showed up for them. Why did God show up for these people? He showed up and favored them because they did what they did not do what other people are doing. He showed up for them because they decided and resolved to stand out for God. They decided not to defy themselves with the king's meat. They refused to eat even the food that prepared, that was solely prepared for the king. If it was you or me or some, or we say that, oh, I am the most blessed person for me to be eating the food that's prepared for king, the same food that the king is eating. You know, we take it as something of honor and we will grab it. But let me tell you, that is not the case with Daniel and his other brethren. That was not the case with them because they refused to eat from the king's table. According to that Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 to 7. You can read it by yourself. Beloved in the Lord, what are those offers given unto you and me by people or anyone in the places we find ourselves? Those offers are so enticing, but it was to the advantage of those people who are offering us that thing and to our disadvantage. I want us to pray. Pray. I decree and declare by the grace of God upon me, upon you, you will be without blemish at all times. Because these young four boys, they are without blemish. I want you to pray, Father, cleanse me so that every moment I will be without blemish. In the name of Jesus, any blemish in me, Daddy, tonight, let the blood of Jesus wipe it away in the name of Jesus. And you will remain good in appearance at all times. You will look good. You will look beautiful regardless of your situation and whatever thing you are passing through. Because the Lord will be the one to beautify you. Because he will shed his glory upon you. So I decree and declare the beauty of God, the glory of God will overshadow you, will reign over you. In the name of Jesus, we cover you at all times. Wherever you find yourself and whatsoever thing that you are passing through, I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you, upon me, we will be skillful in all wisdom, in the name of Jesus, in that which God has called us into, in that which you are doing that I'm doing, the wisdom to be skillful, to be the best in that area, God will give unto you and unto me in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you, upon me, we will be endued. We will be endowed with intelligence and discernment in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I decree and declare tonight by the grace of God upon you and upon me, you will be quick to understand matters in the name of Jesus. You will be competent to stand before king and princes at all times in the name of Jesus. You will not stand to serve even before ordinary men. You will not stand to serve before mere men anymore in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible says in verse 5, the king assigned a daily ration for them from his finest food and from the wine which he drank. They were to be educated and nourished this way for 3 years, so that at the end of the time, they were prepared to enter king's service. I want you to pray this prayer. Decree and declare tonight, by God's grace upon you and upon me, you will not be enticed by the finest food of your enemy. I will not be enticed by the finest choice food of my enemy for any reason. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare upon you and upon me that by the grace of God upon us, we will not drink the enticing finest wine on the table of our enemies in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare grace of God upon you, upon me. Grace of God upon us. We will not learn the ways of the evil ones for any reason. You know, they were prepared and they want them to learn even the evil ways, you know, to learn the things that they do in the land, because they are unbelieving nation. They serve gods. You know, they serve things God created. They are not the nation that serves the God of Israel. And they want them to learn how to serve those gods, how to relate with those gods. You know, Marduk and Nebo, they want them to learn. I decree and declare, by no means will you learn the way of the wicked in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you, we will not learn the way of the pagan nations. We will not learn the way of the evil ones in the world. We will not learn even strange practices and believe for any reason. We will not accept it. We will refuse it in the name of Jesus. There are many strange practices and doctrines going on. I decree and declare by the grace of God, you will not accept strange doctrines in the name of Jesus. You will say no even to strange doctrines and practices in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 10:2-8 says, thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the pagan nations. Don't learn the strange practices and beliefs of other nations. Nebuchadnezzar wanted the four Hebrew boys to conform to the pattern of the Babylonian, but they did not, and therefore God showed up for them. My dear brothers and sisters, refusing to follow the way of the wicked, refusing to learn the pattern, the way, and to be conformed even to the path of the wicked one. Let me tell you, they may desert you, they may talk you down, they may segregate you, but God will show up for you. The God that showed up for Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego will show up for you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 2, do not allow this world to mold you in its own image. Instead, be transformed from inside out by the renewing of your mind. As a result, you will be able to discern what God wills and whatever God finds good, pleasing, and complete. You see, you must not allow this world to mold you to what he wants you to be. No situation should mold you out of the ways of God. No situation. But be transformed from inside out. I decree and declare by the grace of God upon you and upon me, we will not allow this world to mold us in his own image for any reason at any time. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare by the grace of God upon us, we will be transformed from inside out by the renewal of our minds. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the grace of God upon us, we will always discern God's will at all times, in all situations. We will only look for the will of God concerning everything and pertaining to anything in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare God's grace upon you and upon me. We will know whatever God finds good, pleasing, and acceptable ways unto him at all times. And we will do exactly that which is pleasing unto God, not that which is pleasing unto the enemy or to the people. In the name of Jesus, amen. My brothers and my sisters, verse 6 to 7. From among Judas, Ezra, Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah were selected. As Penash, chief of the royal eunuchs, gave them Babylonian names to signify their new identities in a foreign place. Daniel was remained Betasha, Ananias, Shadrach, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. This is serious, my brothers and my sisters. What an effortry by the royal Enoch to rename the chosen four Hebrew boys. He gave them Babylonian names to signify their new identity in a foreign land, to detach them from their God, the God of Israel. To detach them from the only true and ever living God, and to make them bear names that have attachment, that is attached, you know, to their gods. The God of Babylon, Marduk, the God of the highest heaven, Elul, the God of sun, and El, Lord of deep waters. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you and upon me, no one will rename you by any power to attach you to his or her God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, no one will be allowed, and no one is allowed tonight even to rename you so that he can attach you to his or her God or your children or your any members of your household. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare by the grace of God upon us tonight, I renounce any name given you or me that have attachment to any God of where we are or to any God of our vicinity or over where we are married to, or whatever. Some people will not, they will not even be mindful of the name. They will just see a name and they will say that it sounds good and they will just name their child. Let me tell you, the name you carry, the name you are bearing, carry power. That's why you cannot just allow anybody to name your child or to name you anything. You name your child. Call your child the name God gave you to call that child. I decree and declare, by the power in the name of Jesus, nobody will be able to rename your child, your children, or yourself in order to have attachment to God, to any God, to any shrine, to any altar. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Beloved, the Hebrew name Daniel means Elohim is my judge. But it was changed to Belteshazzar, which means Bel's prince from the Babylonian godmother. And it was given Shadrach, which means command of the moon god. And Meshach was given Meshach, that means who is Akko. And Azariah was God has helped. That's the meaning of that. In the Hebrew, but was given Abednego, which means servant of Nebo. Look at how that chief of the Enoch just gave their name so that they can have identity with the God of Babylon. Anyone that mentioned your name before any shrine or altar to attach you to the God of that shrine and altar today, the Lord detach your name. I declare your name fire on that altar, on that evil altar, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare tonight, by the grace of God upon you and all your household, your names are detached from God of your father's and mother's foundation. Let me tell you, you need to do that. And from the lands you are from or you are residing. Let me tell you, that's deep, but we are not going to that today. I decree and declare by the grace of God upon you and upon me, the blood of Jesus cover our names and remove marks of God from our father's house or mother's house or in-laws house, our nation, our states, our origin. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus cover your names and the name of every members of your household. In the name of Jesus. Wherever your name is called for evil, the fire of Holy Ghost, the consuming fire of God, we consume that altar and that shrine. And even the one calling your name, attaching your name to God of on that altar, to the evil God of that shrine. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 8 to 12. Like I said, you can read it by yourself. It says, fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, fellow ministers of the gospel, like Daniel of old, it is very important and crucial for us to be resolved, to be determined, not to defy, taint, or dishonor ourselves with food, with drink. But with, you know, we should know that things we can defy ourselves. Material things of this world, they are so enticing. Let us not defy our body by any food and drink, because giving it to anybody, eating anything that given unto you that you don't know the source, you don't know, maybe that food has been dedicated to a God You just see it. You just musho musho. You are so you eat quickly. There were several slaves that does not care about what was given unto them. And as a result, they lost their God-given destinies and purpose through food and drink. Many have defied themselves and cannot fulfill their God-given destinies through sex, physically and spiritual. And some have been defied by what they touch or are touching. Daniel, by the designing spirit of God upon him, he designed that the portion of the food and wine would have been presented and dedicated to idols or gods of Babylon before being served at the king's table. Many food that are being served these days in parties, in occasions, are from the grave, from the dark coven, and from under the sea. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you and all, upon all your household members, you will not eat food dedicated to gods and to Satan in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you and upon me and upon all our household members, we will not eat food or drink that will destroy our glorious destinies in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon us, upon you and upon me, we will not eat food or drink that will take away our glory and blessings in the name of Jesus. Let us not forget our brother Esau. He lost his glory and blessing because of bread and pottage of lentil beans. According to Genesis chapter 25, 29 to 34, you can read that. Because of porridge, he lost his destiny. He sold out his own glorious destiny because of food. I decree and I declare tonight, by the grace of God upon us all, we will not eat that thing that will take away our glory in the name of Jesus. And we will know what to eat. I decree and declare, the Lord will give you the discerning spirit so that you will know what to eat and what not to eat in the name of Jesus. When you're supposed to eat and when you are not supposed to eat, when you're supposed to drink and when you are not supposed to drink, that God Almighty, the gracious God, will give you that discernment to know what to eat and what not to eat at all times in the name of Jesus. I've said this one time, that this particular lady at my workplace, every Tuesday, boil egg. And they were like, Lord said, Becky, no. And it was years after that the Lord showed me that they have this egg in the something. And when the Lord said, Becky, let me tell you what is in there. And they opened the egg like this. Inside was black, but the outside was white. You better be careful. Watch what you eat. Verse 9 of that Daniel chapter 1. I want us to read it. Now God has given Daniel special favor and fondness in the eyes of the king's chief Enoch. God showed up for Daniel and the other three boys, Hebrew boys. When God granted you favor before men, no one can stop it. No one can defavor you. If declare you favor, definitely mercy will follow, so that no one will be able to judge you. Let me tell you, grace and mercy, they are 5 and 6. Once God decided to be gracious to you, mercy will follow you. When God decided to be merciful unto you, grace will follow you. I decree and declare, tonight, by the grace of God upon us, upon you and upon me, and all our household members, God will grant us favor before all men. In the name of Jesus, the black will see you and favor you. White will see you and favor you. Every Everyone that sees you, they will favor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, as long as you continue, you resolved even to separate yourself, to set yourself aside for God, to stand for God and with God alone. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you this year 2023 and henceforth, all our requests before man, before woman, before anyone and places shall be granted in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know that request that you have been presenting before any man, before any entity this year 2023, by the special grace of God, as you are determined and resolved to set yourself apart for God, not to be defiled by this king's table food, all the Lord will grant them unto you. They will give it unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon us, the one that will favor us will be so bold. You know, this man has been thinking about it, but this time the boldness came upon him because God has declared Daniel and the other boys favored. So he did not even mind whatever the king will do. The boldness came and he accepted the offer, the request of Daniel. Verse 12 of that Daniel chapter 1. Let's quickly go there. Verse 12, it says, please do us a favor. Put us, your servant, to the test for the next 10 days. Give us a vegetarian diet and water. Very important. Crucial for us to know what we really want and be specific in our requests at all times. Even when we are presenting our prayers before God, be specific. Remember what Psalm 24 verse 4 says. Only those with pure hands and heart who do not practice dishonesty and lying, they will receive God's own goodness as their blessing from Him, planted in their lives by God Himself and Savior. You see, don't even pretend before God. God knows everything. Come straight. Tell God what you ask and it shall be given. Ask God directly. I decree and declare tonight, because we have prayed with pure hands and heart, we will receive all our requests by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that because we have not practiced dishonesty and lying lies before God, by His grace, we will receive every favor which we requested of Him in the name of Jesus. From any authority, from any entity, from any group of people, from individual, because we have asked even with honesty, because we are not deceitful in our request, we are specific. God will grant us favor and our request shall be granted in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, because we have asked specifically favor before God and man tonight, we receive God's own goodness and blessing, purposed and planted in our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 13 to 16, you can read it. I'm just going to raise prayer point because of our time. I decree and declare tonight, by the grace of God upon us, in comparison of our contemporaries, we will outstand them all in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God upon us, we will outstand all our mates in wisdom, in knowledge, in understanding. We will look beautiful and healthier in the name of Jesus. We will stay beyond every other in all ramifications, in all areas of our lives, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare tonight, by the grace of God upon you and upon me, in comparison between you and those of your fathers and mothers' household, among your friends and others that defy themselves with king's portion, you will be looking beautifully and even healthier than them. In the name of Jesus, let them say whatever they want to say. Maintain your decision not to defy yourself with the king's mate. I decree and declare that as from tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the grace of God upon you, favor from God and from man will never stop in your life. In the name of Jesus, favor from God and from man will never leave your life and the life of your family members in the name of Jesus, as long as you continue even to separate yourself, to set yourself apart for God. Verse 16, we are going to read that quickly. Of that Daniel chapter 1, verse 16 says, so the guard continued to hold back their royal rations and replace them with a strictly vegetarian diet. You see, through all of this, let's go to verse 17. God conferred upon these four young men superior abilities in literature, language, and wisdom. God had given Daniel an additional gift to the ability to interpret dreams and visions. Hallelujah. What is that thing that God cannot do? I decree and declare tonight, by the power of the Most High God, as from tonight, goodness, favor, and mercy from God, amen, will never cease in your life, in my life, in the life of your family members, upon your generations after you, in the name of Jesus. Brethren, be determined. Be resolved. Make up your mind to maintain godly characters and doctrines. Do not be conformed to the evil ways of this generation. Young people on this land, please do not be enticed with what your mates are telling you. Peer pressure. Do not yield. Separate yourself. There are many young men carried into Babylon, but Daniel, at the age of 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they separated themselves. They said, we will not defile ourselves. We will not lose our glory because of food. Our glorious destiny, though we are in the strange land, but we know that the thought of God, the plan of God for us is of good and not of evil. We will not defile ourselves with the food from tables from king's table. Daniel was given superior ability in knowledge and understanding and wisdom. He was given special gift to be able to interpret vision and dreams. You will remember this was what God used to promote and elevate him. He was elevated because he was able to interpret dreams. I decree and declare, as you continue in your dedication and determination not to defy yourself with king's meat and drink, God will give you special ability above your contemporaries. In the name of Jesus, God will give you wisdom in all matters in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, because you determined, because you have resolved not to defy yourself with sin, not to divide yourself with food and drink, not to divide yourself in touching accursed things, not to divide yourself even in having sex, even with that which you are not supposed to. You know, let me tell you, some are even having sex with demons. You know, they will say they should go and sleep with a dead body because they want money. I decree and declare, because you have resolved to set yourself apart, God will give you additional gift. You will know vision. You will understand vision. You will interpret vision and dreams in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 19 to 20. You can read that by yourself. I want to pray. I decree and declare tonight, whether you call upon to be interviewed for comparison among others, tonight, by the grace of God upon you, you will be seen with excellent spirit above your mates, above those that are competing with you. You will be seen with excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the grace of God upon you this year, 2023, you and all your household will be selected for glorious position in the name name of Jesus, I decree and declare tonight by the grace of God upon you, this year 2023 and henceforth, from among your peers and mates, you will be given important position in the place of authority in the name of Jesus. Verse 20. When the king inquired further into their grasp of wisdom and understanding, he discovered that they were better prepared than all the magicians and enchanters in his empire, even 10 times better. I decree and declare, by the special grace of God given unto you, because you have resolved not to divide yourself with king's choice food and drink, you and all your household will be excellent in wisdom and understanding above the learned in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you and all yours will be better 10 times above all that, even in the area of your professionalism, even in that area that God has called you unto, even in your workplace, even in the things of God, in the name of Jesus, in all your endeavors, you will be better 10 times in the name of Jesus, because you have resolved not to defy yourself with the king's meat. I decree and declare that you will maintain and sustain your God-given glorious position, as long as God wants you to be there. You will sustain it. Oh, you will not flunk it, because the grace will be available for you. That grace was available for Daniel. The Bible says in the latter part of that Daniel chapter 1, verse 21 says, this is how Daniel came to serve the royal court, a position he safely held until the first year of King Cyrus, when his Persian army conquered Babylon. Hey, in the name of Jesus, you will not flunk in that glorious position that God has placed you, that God will place you even this year 2023 by his grace upon you. In the name of Jesus, you will flourish even in that position. In the name of Jesus, you will do well in that position. In the name of Jesus, grace of God will sustain you, and we sustain that position for you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, by the grace of God and favor of God upon us, no man, no power will be able to deposition us. Nobody, no principalities, no scheme of man, no power of hell will be able to dethrone you, even from that glorious position that God will place you, as you continue even not to defy yourself, even with the sin of the land, even with the king's food, in the name of Jesus, going through year 2023 and henceforth. My brothers and my sisters, please and please be determined, be dedicated, be resolved never to defy yourself with food, drink, wrong set of people, wrong set of things, accursed things, and we will continue to enjoy God's favor and goodness forever and ever. Father, we just thank you. King of glory, we thank you, Lord. Help us, oh God, to be resolved. Father, to follow you all the way. Never to divide ourselves, oh Lord, with accursed things, oh Lord, with sin, oh Lord, even with king's food, oh Lord. All those things that are enticing, that the enemy are using, we will not divide ourselves in the name of Jesus. We pray for our young ones, oh God, especially tonight, oh Lord. Father, by your grace, oh Lord, they will not be enticed with the king's food, oh Lord. They will not be enticed, oh Lord, with things that glitter is, oh Lord. But Lord, they will separate themselves, just like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Lord, even to be for you and for you alone, knowing that you are the giver of all good things, oh Lord. And as they do so, Lord, Father, you will grant to them excellent spirit, oh Lord. They will not stand before me and men, oh Lord. They will be great in the land of the living, to the glory of your name, even to the joy of with their parents, and even to the shame of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we bless you, oh Lord, for as we have decreed tonight, as we have declared tonight, so you will do unto us, oh Lord. And people will see your glory, they will see your beauty, they will see that we are are the carrier of the favor of the Most High God. So shall it be, O God, that your goodness and mercy, O Lord, they will usher us and they will escort us. They will follow us all the days of our life as we separate ourselves, as we resolve to set ourselves aside for you. And so shall it be. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Same time next week. Remain blessed. Love you. Becky Adedokun. Bye.